And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And the show brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. It's called Straight Talk from the Docs. More on that IV drip praise going on. And if you're a parent of an obese kid, would you appreciate getting a fat letter from your school district? That's going on in some school districts. But before we get to those, Dr. Mike, tell me about these bizarre food, late-night food cravings. One in four people like to indulge in.
That's the amazing thing. I am totally blown away that one in four people doesn't just have a food craving and eat at night, but they have a food craving and do something crazy, like put, you know, mayonnaise on peanuts or put sugar on ground beef or something. So these are things you wouldn't tell someone else about because they'd think you're crazy. And one in four admitted to not just a food craving, but a crazy food craving late at night. We've heard of late at night eating, and, you know, obviously some of the fast food restaurants say we stay open for the fourth meal if Americans weren't eating enough in the first three meals. But this one is really crazy to me, in my mind.
Elvis did that, didn't he, if I'm not mistaken, right? He did a lot of that crazy stuff.
He did peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Actually, those are pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever tried it?
No,
it's just like putting peanut butter on apples, peanut butter on it mixes a sweet and a crunchy or sweet and something crunchy at the same time with a apple. Now the peanut, now the banana isn't quite as crunchy, but it has mixtures of flavors that are pleasing to your tongue palate.
So that wasn't the thing that killed Elvis then?
No. Elvis was killed by his drugs.
Yeah, right. It's amazing to me, too, that because I work the morning show here in Syracuse. I get there really early. And I'm driving, I'm leaving the house at about 1:15 or 1:30 in the morning. And there's a McDonald's just outside my neighborhood that I drive past in the morning at about 1:15, 1:30. I'll occasionally get a coffee on the way. But it's amazing to me how that drive-through at that early hour in the morning is it's got a few cars in it every morning. I'm thinking to myself, man, that's I don't know if I could stomach fast food at that morning.
Those are people not going to work but going home.
Right? Going home.
Right. I mean, you're one of the few on the way to work at that.
Right. Time. I'm just amazed that at 1:30 in the morning, how these fast food joints do have people in their drive-through. Okay, you would expect to see IV drips in hospitals and emergency rooms, but they are.
We should tell people what IV drips are. An intravenous or IV. IV stands for intravenous, meaning it's a needle or plastic catheter into one of your veins. And hooked up to a bottle of fluid, and something runs through that bottle or is injected into that bottle and into you.
Right, and you can get an IV drip for what? Sunburn, something like that, quick, hangover. What's it? An IV drip is obviously...
We usually use it only, you know, we use it for antibiotics.
Sure.
It's used for emergencies. Occasionally, severe dehydration, someone runs too far. Football players get it on very hot days. You have to do it occasionally, but this is a invasive thing. It's giving you fluid right into a vein. Well, obviously, if you don't do it perfectly, and someone can give you bacteria, you can develop an infection. Someone can give you poison. They can make a mistake and give you the wrong fluid. I mean, you can get a cancer drug. To me, this is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of.
Well, it is crazy.
I mean, it's right up there with the double cheese bacon burger or whatever the heck the worst food in the world is.
Right. These IV drips, from what I understand, are showing up routinely in night spots in New York City and spas as well. Somebody recently said she was in a spa looking for an energy boost. And when she said you walk out, you're fresh and ready for what the day brings you. And other people that get these IV drips hope the combination of vitamins and minerals.
What do they put in the IV drip that would give you that feeling?
Vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, that's a true BS, bad science. What you're doing is you're getting a psychological benefit So maybe they can fake it and just pretend they're putting it in a vein and put it on the skin and not do anything with it, and you'll feel better after an hour.
There's got to be a better way to get your vitamins and minerals, obviously, than an IV drip.
And vitamins and minerals are so readily absorbed that you shouldn't get them this way.
That's crazy. It really is, but...
Well, it's got just such a huge risk for it, though. I mean, it's like saying, I'm not going to stop at stoplights because I don't believe in them. And
right.
then driving across, you know, the busiest intersection, not looking at the stoplight. I mean, it's just that crazy.
That's crazy. It really is. How about fat letters? Some school districts are sending out fat letters, if you will, to parents of kids who are obese. Is this an overreach?
Well, what it is there are two reasons for doing it. One is the parents may not know, may think their kid looks normal, and the kid is not normal from a standpoint of total weight. But in fact, so there are reasons to do it that way. But the other reason is to say their educational attainment goes down as body mass index goes up. So there is a reason for the kid to have to be fit or thin at school. You learn more and you advance in grades more. So it does relate. There is a reason or a rationale for this to be done at, if you will, a school. And what it is to say to the parent, hey, you're feeding your child or your child is getting too many calories. This may impede their learning. You might look at what you're doing with your child.
But how about...
But it's got to be couched very carefully. You know, when they did this in Arizona, there was a tremendous uproar in the school. We did it in Ohio starting about 4 years ago, and thanks to the work of Kate Nagel and Persis Sosiak, they rewrote the thing so carefully and so beautifully that not one of any of the kids in, I think it was kindergarten and third grade is where we started it, not one of their parents objected to the letter because it was basically teaching them something about where the averages were and where their kid was.
Yeah, a little creative writing would be in order here. But does the BMI, how about this BMI measurement, Dr. Mike? Does it take into account muscle mass? Can muscle mass throw off a BMI reading?
Yeah, body mass index is not a perfect measure. And so Michael Jordan would have been judged as obese
right.
by that because he had so much muscle mass.
Right.
But there aren't many Michael Jordans in the world. So it's in 99.8% of the time, 0.2% of the time it's wrong. So waist measurement might be a better one, which is taking a tape measure around your waist and you sucking in. And if it's greater than 37 and you're a woman, greater than 39 and you're a guy, or greater than half of your height, you know you've got a problem.
Now, here's what I don't understand. Don't you think, though, Dr. Mike, that, you know, parents know their kids are obese, right? It's a physical-looking thing.
Well, actually, they deny it.
Really?
That's
because
the
it's...
interesting thing is the misperceptions are fairly great. And I don't know whether, you know, denial is not just a river in Egypt or what it is, but they don't think the kid is fat when they often are very fat.
It just seems to me it's not like a developmental condition where, you know, signs are difficult to spot. This is something you can see. I mean, there's hardcore evidence that your kid is way overweight.
But they compare him to every other kid.
Yeah.
And many of the other kids are also overweight, so they don't know what to do.
All right, we'll be back. Time out. It's for Dr. Arthur Perry to take over with Dr. Mike. It's a segment we call Straight Talk from the Docs. YOUDOCS@gmail.com. UDOCS@gmail.com is the email address, and you can catch the missed segments of Radio MD. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD.